the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Dalar Mabeis, referring back to the halacha we learned in the Mishnah, that a sukkah she'ena gvaya sarat fachim, a sukkah that's not 10 tfachim tall, is pasul. Says the Gemara Manola, from where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara Itma Rav Chanina, Rav Yochim, Rav Chaviva, Masnu, that all four of these Amoroyim taught us. And says the Gemara, V'kol Seida Moayid, whenever we learn Seida Moayid, Kol Kaizuga, whenever we have this group, Chalufa Rabbi Yochanan, we take out Rabbi Yochanan, Umayli Rabbi Yonasan, we put in Rabbi Yonasan instead. Says the Gemara that the Oren was Tisha Tfachim, the Oren was 9 Tfachim tall, the Kapyrus, which was on top of the Oren, was a Tafach, so we have Harekan Asara, so we have a total of 10 Tfachim. V'ksiv in the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu after he told him to build an iron and kapyrus. That was the spot from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. V'tanya Rabbi Yossi taught us, Ma'olam layar the Shechina lamata. The Shechina never came down to this world. V'le'olam Moshe v'le'olam Moroim. And Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi never went up to the upper 10 Tfachim in Shemayim. As the Pasuk says, HaShemayim Shemayim Hashem V'Oretz Nosan L'Vnei Adam. So now that we've identified that the area that's considered a separate area is 10 Tfachim high, so we see that the Sukkah also has to have Mechitzas, it has to have walls, it has to be a separate Rishus. And what is the height of a separate Rishus? The height of a separate Rishus is 10 Tfachim, and that's why the Sukkah has to be a minimum. The Sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 Tfachim high. And the Yerushalmi, actually, in explaining this, brings that this is actually Gzeirah Shavah. It says here, V'ne'adetu l'chol shavah dibarati, and the Pasuk says, Kimina Shemayim dibarati mochem, just like there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us from a different Rishus. Here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us from a different Rishus. And Aruch Laner says that this klal that the Gemara establishes that ma'olam layor de shechina lamatim me'asara, that the shechina never came down below 10 tfachim to the 10 tfachim of the ground, is not just a pasuk about what was, but says the Aruch Laner, this is the way it's going to be forever. The pasuk is saying la'olam hashemayim shemayim lashem V'aretz Nosan L'vnei Adam. It's interesting to point out that the Shaar Mitzvah B'Halacha wants to suggest a connection between the halachas that we're learning, the proper dimensions of a sukkah, and this halacha, Amo'olim L'yor D'Shechin L'matim Esar T'fachim. He says, the Gemara says later in our Masechta on Daf Tes, that how do we know that one is not allowed to have benefit, one is not allowed to have hanor from the Sukkah? The Pasuk says, Chag Sukkah Tassus Shivus Yomim LaShem. So the Pasuk mentions the Shem Hashem in connection to the Sukkah, and the Gemara learns, Shem Sheol Chal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, just like a carbon is Kodesh LaShem, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. In other words, the Sukkah is connected to Hashem. And if the Sukkah is connected to Hashem, it has to be in Hashem's domain. And our Gemara is telling us that what is Hashem's domain? Within, above 10 Tfachim from the ground. Moreover, he says, the Zohar and Parshas Emor teaches us that when a Jew sits in the sukkah, it's as if he's enveloped b'tzila dehemnusa, in the protection of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreads himself, spreads his wings over the sukkah, and therefore the sukkah should be as tall as the aron, so the person going into the sukkah should be able to be protected by the Shekhinah. And the Gemara continues with questions back and forth, proving how do we say that people never went up to Shemayim, Eliyahu, Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara asks, Eliyahu and Moshe Rabbeinu not go up to the Shemayim? And the Mefarshim try to identify how does the halacha look at Eliyahu HaNavi. Because on one hand, our Gemara seems to be considering him like a person. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that Eliyahu never went up to Shemayim. But we know that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to all bris milas, even the ones that happen on Shabbos. If he's considered like a person that's not allowed to go up to Shemayim, he should have a problem with Tchumim. The same, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi attends all brisim, attends all Sedarim, Pesach by night. The same question, how could he go to all these different places? So the Yavetz wants to draw a distinction between mitzvahs asay and mitzvahs lois asay. That Eliyahu HaNavi, who's not here in this world anymore, is not obligated in mitzvahs asay. But mitzvahs lois asay, he's still obligated, and therefore he's not allowed to go up to Shemayim, because people are not allowed to go up to Shemayim. In fact, there's a discussion in the Paiskim, how does the halacha look at the wife of Eliyahu? Is she still considered married or not? The Chasam Sofer has a very interesting approach on how to look at Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, sometimes Eliyahu is like a person who's no longer in this world, he's like a malach, and sometimes he's like a person in this world. It matters how he is seen. If he's seen as a human being, he has the halacha of a human being. And if he's not seen as a human being, he's only seen as a ruach, as a spirit, then he doesn't have the halacha of a human being. And that's why the halacha is, and under those circumstances, he is not visible to us. He's allowed even to go up to Shemayim, and he could travel on Shabbos, and he could travel on Pesach. Interestingly enough, this Gemara, which is teaching us a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, obviously, is used already by the Rishonim to discuss a halacha in Hilchos Kiddush Levana. We know that every month we mekadosh Levana, and the minig is that we're not mekadosh Levana on the night of Yontif, on the night of Shabbos. And the Shailos HaTshuvos HaRashba already in Chelek Dalet Siman Mem Ches quotes Rav Moshe Mekutzi that says the reason we don't say Kiddush Levana on Friday night is because there's a discussion in Masech Ervin that if there's Tchumim Lamala Masara, and if there is, it turns out that we're going Lamala Masara, and being Mekadosh Levana to the Shemayim, which is certainly past the Tchum. The Rashba, when he's asked to comment on this, says he doesn't really understand, because nobody's going to Shemayim when they're being Mekadosh Levana. Not on Shabbos, not during the week. We're greeting the Shechina, but that doesn't mean we're going out of our Tchum. And in fact, the Rashba there says that he looked in the Sfarim of Rav Moshe Mekutzi, and he finds nowhere that Rav Moshe Mekutzi should have said this. The Radvaz also quotes this pshat, and he says he doesn't understand this pshat. And The Maril, however, says that that is indeed Aminig. That Aminig is not to be Mekadosh to Levana on Friday night, and because we're going at, because the Shechina is Lamalim and Asara. What does he do with the question of the Rajba? So he says that although we physically don't obviously go out from where we are standing when we are Mekadosh Levana, but certainly in our machshava and our thoughts, we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Bach says the same, that when somebody is Mekadosh Levana, he should view himself as if he's going out to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Maril and the Bach say that the halach is that when one is Mekadosh Levana, he should try not to, he should go specifically outside and do it on, not under a tree, not under a roof, straight in the street. There should be no mechitza. There should be no separation between the person who's doing the Kiddush Levana and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because although we're obviously not getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but as much as b'machshava we could get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we should do. And this halacha is actually brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Tuf Chav Vav, says the Ramah, Ein mekatchen oisai b'motzoi Shabbos, shechal b'yontif. If on Motzoi Shabbos, as the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah there discuss, the proper time to mekadosh levana is on Motzoi Shabbos, but if Yontif falls on Motzoi Shabbos, don't be Mekadosh Levana. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because you can share Mekadosh and I say B'leil Shabbos, certainly on Friday night, don't be Mekadosh Levana. The Haber time of Nemrezal Pi Kabbalah, he says that there are many reasons Pi Kabbalah not to do it. He quotes in the Sharat Siyoin, the Ratvaz, that they used to dance after they did Kiddush Levana, and we don't dance in Shabbos, even though we many people are lenient on dancing on Shabbos, certainly Rikudim Shal Mitzvah, certainly, or like by Simchas Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, by all the times that we're lenient and dancing on Shabbos, that's because Shabbos is the time for the dancing. If Simchas Torah falls on Shabbos, so you have to dance on Shabbos. After Shabbos, it's not Simchas Torah. But in a situation where I don't have to do it today, I don't have to be Mekadosh Levana on Friday night or on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif. I could do it another night. The halacha is preferably do it then and avoid all these issues that we're raising. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, if one wasn't Mekadosh Levana until Friday night or Yontif, and if you won't be Mekadosh Levana then, you'll lose out. Be Mekadosh Levana then, instead of losing out the opportunity. And he quotes in the Sharet Siyan, the Bach, and the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, and other achronim, that if there's no time left, even though it's Friday night, or it's Yom to be Mekadosh Levana, he does say that not only if it's the last night, but even if it's one light left, only one night left to be Mekadosh Levana, you should be Mekadosh Levana then on Friday night or on Yom Tov, again, because you're really cutting it very close. Dorach HaShulchan, however, says that if one is being Mekadosh Levana because he has no option on Friday night or on Yom Tov, so we know that when we're Mekadosh Levana, typically there's a long nusach that we say. Says the Dorach HaShulchan, when we're Mekadosh Levana on Yom Tov and Shabbos, only say the bracha, don't say anymore. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos, B'Tzeil HaChochma, Chelek Beis Simon Lamed Zayin, who discusses that there was a Jew that's from Chutz Laretz that was in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif, and it's Shavuos, he says, and Eretz Yisrael we know they only keep one day Yontif, and he was keeping 2 days Yontif, and the people, when they came out of the shul, which for them was Matzai Shavuos, they were Mekadosh Levana, and his question is, should he be Mekadosh Levana, even though he's a Ben Chutz Laretz, he's keeping tonight and tomorrow still Yontav or not? So he says that even though the Tzibur is being Mekadosh Levana, and if he's going to wait for tomorrow night, he's in a place where he may very likely not find a group of people that are going to be Mekadosh Levana tomorrow night. Everybody will be Mekadosh Levana on Matzah Yontav Shavuos, on Yontav, which is Yontav for them in Eretz Yisrael. Still, the halacha that we're learning, that one shouldn't be Mekadosh Levana on Yontav, supersedes, and he shouldn't be Mekadosh Levana on Yontav. But then, he says, that's only if he's in a place where that's only if he's a place where the Bnei Chutz Laretz have their own minyan. There are many people living there, and if he doesn't join with the rest of the people and being Mekadosh Levana, it wouldn't be noticeable. And therefore, if he won't be, it will be noticeable. And in the case where it'll be noticeable, only in a case where it will not be noticeable that he's not joining the group and being Mekadosh Levana, is the halacha, says the Betzela Chochma, that he should be Mekadosh Levana, not on Yontif. But in a situation where he will separate himself by not being Mekadosh Levana now, and everybody will notice, so he also goes into a discussion about how proper or improper it is to daven in Eretz Yisrael on Yontif Sheni on a day that he's keeping Yontif, but the people in Eretz Yisrael no longer hold this for Yontif. And certainly, it is in a place where there isn't a group of Bnei Chutz Laretz, and there aren't a group of people who aren't being Mekadosh Levana, and he's going to be the only person not being Mekadosh Levana, it's inappropriate. It's interesting to point out that the Michtav Meliyahu, Rabbi Yehu Dessler, he explains this Gemara that says, Ma'olam Layor Deshchina Lamata Me'asara. He explains this Gemara in a very interesting fashion. He says that we know, the Shechina never came down below 10 Tefachim, and people never went up completely to the Shemayim. The way he explains it is that a person in this world is given Bechira. So he says, if the Shechina were in this world, or if people were able to reach Shemayim, there would be no Bechira. If we saw the Shechina all over immediately, or because the Shechina is here, or people went up to the Shemayim, then our entire work in this world to be Bali Bechira would fall away. And that's not what we're here in the world for. And therefore, the Gemara says, Me'olam Layar Deshchina, Me'olam Layar Deshchina, Lamatim Asara, and people don't go up all the way to Shemayim, that we should be able to do what we are put on the world to accomplish.